It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. This week, the bulbous orange thing occupying the highest office in the land was said to have had a reset. A fawning New York Times way of saying it took a break from farting, belching, spitting, spewing and vomiting arrant brain-dead drivel to all points of the compass and dropping hot, steaming orange thing stool on anything it felt was its territory. Yeah, it actually spoke marginally correct English off a teleprompter for a few minutes. Very presidential. Of course, no one was fooled, least of all our genius New York and LA casts. So this week's show is a reset of that reset, reminding our gentle, well-meaning listeners of those dark days of January and February when Orange Thing's stool was flying everywhere, and which you all desperately hope are behind us now, but we all know are not. Although it's worth pointing out that in less than 2 weeks, it will be the Ides of March. It's all here for the next hour on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Intelligence sources say Donald Trump paid prostitutes to pee in front of him in a Moscow hotel. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Donald Trump says he wants to cover me in gold.
A lot of people put Donald down because, like, Hillary Clinton got a standing ovation at The Color Purple. Well, Trump got a standing ovation at The Wiz.
Well, it makes sense. You can't spell Trump without P.
Well, you saw him Wednesday, how mad he got when he found out the story leaked.
I heard he's got the best urine. It's got the best color. It's the wettest.
So wet right now. So wet.
Well, Donald Trump always likes to make a splash.
Señor Presidente, I'm sorry to wake you, but we have an asylum seeker.
Is it Melania Trump?
Sí.
I have expected this.
Welcome back to CNN. First Lady Melania Trump is seeking asylum in Mexico. Sarah James has that story.
Tom, Melania Trump is refusing to leave the Mexican capital, and Donald Trump is refusing to leave the U.S. capital. Nobody is walking outside, nobody is talking to each other, nobody is getting anything done, and no one will answer my questions.
Thank you for that report, Sarah James.
Are you being sarcastic?
Mrs. Trump, I am Presidente Enrique Nieto. From what are you seeking asylum?
Donald, you'll have me killed. If I develop crow's feet, I will be poisoned like Putin's critics. If I screw up a speech one more time, I will be gunned down like Putin's critics. If Donald meets someone younger, I will get axe in the head like Stalin's critics.
Mrs. Trump, how do you expect us to protect you?
Please, keep Donald away. I need you to build a wall.
Is this a trick?
This breaking report, Mexico has become a giant women's shelter. Sarah James has the story.
Tom, millions of women are fleeing America into Mexico to get away from the U.S. president. Here is Mexican President Enrique Nieto.
Suddenly, Mexico has many, many women. It is very nice, but now we are low on pumpkin spice and gluten-free noodles.
Sarah, what is Donald Trump's reaction?
I have no idea, Tom. I'm in Mexico, and I'm not coming back.
Then over to Bob Devens in Washington.
Tom, the White House has responded with a series of dick pics and a statement saying these women will come crawling back sooner or later. Meanwhile, security officials believe Melania Trump has already given Mexican officials damaging information about the president.
Every night, he prays to Allah.
Allah? Like the Muslims do?
Who else would hate Muslims so much except a self-hating Muslim?
And she has made embarrassing public revelations.
He never takes off his suit, even in the bath. Even when he puts on another suit, he just puts it on over the old suit. That's why he looks so fat, because he's wearing hundreds of thousands of suits. He is actually a very skinny man, nearly starving. The rest, it's just suits.
Over to Sarah James, who is still in Mexico. Sarah, are the women ever coming back? I miss my mom.
Tom, more than 20 million American women in Mexico now have menstrual cycles completely in sync, and we've started a book club.
Just one book club? All 20 million of you?
Yes, we meet on Thursdays at Lori's house.
Sorry to break in, but the president is standing outside the wall that Mexico built, and he is screaming Melania's name like Stanley Kowalski in A Streetcar Named Desire.
Melania! Melania!
Mrs. Trump, we cannot have your husband crying in front of our nice new wall. It is embarrassing us in front of the neighbors. Of course, the only neighbor is Canada, and they always pretend they don't see anything. But
no, you're right. I will have to hide someplace. Someplace Donald will never, ever look.
Within himself?
The music industry is mostly turning its back on the Donald Trump inauguration, leaving event planners with few acts to cover the entertainment. The solution? Karaoke. Luna Gray is in Washington with that story.
I'm here with Mark Knight, Chief Entertainment Planner for the Trump Inaugural Committee. Mark, do you think this is going to work?
Well, Donald Trump tweeted he wants the people, not celebrities, to attend the festivities. And let me ask you, does anything sound more real than this?
The committee began accepting submissions last week. Mr. Knight has already received thousands, but that only created more problems.
I'd say about 75% of the submissions are, the wrong kind of songs.
Such as?
Well, we got American Idiot by Green Day, Let's Impeach the President by Neil Young, Pretty Much Anything by Rage Against the Machine, Fight the Power by Public Enemy, Donald Trump is a Cock by... I think the singer wrote that one himself. We can't even let people sing This Land is Your Land, because, frankly, it's not.
This is Luna Gray for The Final Edition.
The House Republicans' new budget does away with Medicare and repeals Obamacare. Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan is under pressure to explain how seniors will receive adequate health care in the future. The dynamic blue-eyed young congressman has answers in an exclusive interview with Our Strong Morgan and Pepper Lewis.
Congressman, what is your dramatic new proposal for replacing Medicare?
First of all, Strong and Pepper, let me come clean. Those stupid vouchers, that's just to get seniors on board by thinking they can get more cash out of Social Security. Idiots! Vouchers won't come close to paying soaring medical bills, but they will help bankrupt Social Security.
So what will replace Medicare?
I believe, as a devout Catholic, that health, like all our rights, comes from God.
Wait, you're saying health care is a right? Isn't that European socialism?
I said health, not health care. Health, like all our rights, wealth, for instance, has to be earned.
How do you earn health?
Prayer, fasting, good works.
Hard to be against that, I guess. But in practice, how will you keep seniors alive?
Well, we propose to abolish Medicare entirely and replace it with a faith-based system of healing and treatment called MetaPrayer.
You are joking.
For centuries, devout people like my fellow Catholics, Southern Baptists, Evangelicals, Pentecostals have survived just fine on a reliable system of miraculous cures and medical treatment based on fervent prayer. We need to get back to that pure conservative simplicity.
You expect miracles to work in the 21st century?
Well, how has the Catholic Church survived 2,000 years? Why are the Southern Baptists bigger than ever?
Because they all eat at Chick-fil-A?
MetaPrayer providers will bring miraculous healing into the 21st century. They'll work with approved medical professionals to make sure every MetaPrayer includes the exact nature and location of a patient's medical condition so that God's attention, or the appropriate saints, can be focused with laser-like precision on a cure.
Give us an example.
Absolutely. Let me introduce Dr. Phil Faustus, Professor Emeritus of Faith-Based Oncology at Bob Jones University. Dr. Faustus, heal thy patient.
Oh, Lord, shower thy faithful patient, Tabitha McGee, age 64 of Tallahassee, diagnosed with inoperable stage 4 esophageal cancer, in the supremo chemo of thy mercy. Shrink to nothing the 2.4 centimeter malignant tumor in the C3 vector of her squamous tissue with the blazing light of thy divine radiation. Amen.
That cured an inoperable stage 4 malignant tumor?
I'm cured. Praise Jesus. That old demon's flying right out of my windpipe.
See? According to accredited, non-indicted GOP medical consultants, MetaPrayer cure rates will be competitive with or better than those now achieved by wasteful Medicare providers, and at a tiny fraction of the cost, except for Tabitha's copay.
Put the bills in the bucket, honey.
Say MetaPrayer comes up with some miraculous cures. What about prevention?
Holy pictures and medals, pilgrimages to Lourdes, Salt Lake City, Graceland, and MetaPrayer's most popular preventative protocol? Those lovely images of the Virgin that appear in cornflakes, rust stains, used diapers.
Jesus, you're replacing effective healthcare with ruthless exploitation of the gullibility of the poor and aged.
Hey, I saw an image of the Virgin just yesterday in the 2013 first quarter receivables liabilities curve of Koch Industries. You know what? My reflux problem cleared up like that.
Really? I get terrible reflux.
That's no miracle, Congressman. You're an extremely wealthy young man who can afford to stay in shape.
You know why I glow with health, Pepper? Because my heart is pure. And since you mentioned Jesus, albeit blasphemously, MetaPrayer draws its power from the example of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his awesome miracles.
As I recall, Jesus didn't charge a penny for curing the sick and the lame.
We don't know that. When Christ returns, I'm sure he'll charge a competitive fee for any miraculous healing.
I'm beginning to get into this. Miraculous healthcare, especially with Jesus 2.0, it'll make great television.
Ugh! I give up. Men are morons.
Thank you, Strong, and you, Pepper. May God forgive your vile and sinful disbelief. Allow me the final word here. My fellow Americans, we are a Christian nation. When you get right down to it, faithful Christians don't really need that much medical care, do we? After all, this life is just preparing for the next, which is why God hates Obamacare. He wants you all to repeal Obamacare now and get on the fast track to heaven.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
And then this happened. Well, sort of.
Yes, I would like to quote a 1986 speech from the late Senator Ted Kennedy in regards to Senator Sessions.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I object to these comments by Senator Warren pertaining to Senator Sessions.
But I have it.
Objection from the Majority Leader is heard.
But I... all right. then I'd like to read a letter from the widow of Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott King, written in 1986 as Sessions sought a post as federal judge.
Mr. President.
Hey!
Majority Leader.
Again, I object.
You didn't let me!
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
The senator from Massachusetts has been warned.
But
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I call to order under rule whatchamajigger and all that.
That doesn't even make sense!
Order allowed.
You can't!
Yes, we can.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I would like to make a motion to have restraints placed on the senator from Massachusetts.
What? Wait, no!
Motion granted.
And the hounds to be released.
Hear, hear.
No! I'm not out of order! You're out of order! This hearing is out of order! No!
And now the senator from South Carolina has the floor.
Somebody, I say somebody knocked. F.H. Leghorn's the name. Senator Leghorn, that is. I'm from the South, sir.
Come on, Melania. You know you love it. Right there on the pillow.
Like this, you mean, Donald?
Welcome to Inside Donald Trump. Let's join Donald's plucky internal organs as they plot to sabotage the doughboy demagogue.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, sprinkle it around.
Meet their leader, Harriet the Hot.
Jesus, you know what this sexist sack of sewage is doing now?
What's he doing? Oh, what? I don't know.
What's he doing?
I can't say it. He's making Melania.
What's Melania?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that? Melania.
Come on now.
Sounds like some sort of disease.
That Tochi?
Melania is his wife, Sydney and Whitney Kidney. He's making her mark his territory where our man Barack laid his head at night. What kind of life is this? Stuck in this shit bucket's fat carcass, forcing blood through his gunk-clogged arteries? It's like sucking lard-flavored jello through a straw.
Parkinson's disease.
Leukemia.
Now, hold on there, folks.
Meet Leroy the Liver.
No one deplores Mr. Trump's bigoted balderdash more than I. But the good Lord chose me to be his liver. Glory hallelujah. Whatever I personally opine, my solemn duty as a good Baptist gland is to keep his innards running good.
Oh, come on, man. What the fuck? Get rid of dude.
Come on, Melania. More. All over the bed.
But Donald, darling, no more tinkle. I am all dried out like fig.
Then drink another sliver of it, sling, you Slovenian slut. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. He's getting an erection.
And introducing Peter Percival Penis.
Hey, Harp, you lazy bitch. Get some blood down here. The boss wants to pleasure himself.
No blood for you. You're too small to be a dick. You ain't even big enough to be a clitoris.
Yeah!
Hey, daddy-o! Come and get me. I'm ready.
He sure sounds like a clitoris.
No blood!
Great, baby. Better than sex. Just like the night we first met.
Hey there, fellow glands. Guess what? We got trickle down!
Yeah! Breaking news. ISIS has claimed responsibility for every celebrity death in 2016. The so-called Islamic State issued a video Thursday saying it killed David Bowie, Prince, Alan Rickman, Gene Wilder, Fidel Castro, John Glenn, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, Muhammad Ali, Abe Vigoda, Antonin Scalia, Nancy Reagan, and dozens of others.
Yes. That was us. We killed all of those people.
Yes, and we will keep spreading cancer, heart disease, old age, and unknown causes until we unite Islam under one caliphate.
We will even defeat our greatest enemy,
Betty White.
Year after year, she escapes.
You do not think any celebrities will die in 2017.
Oh, but they will.
At least six of them.
Donald Trump had this response.
Pat Sajak did not die last year. I take credit for that.
The morning after your birth control fails, you might think you're alone. Well, you're not with Plan C One Step. Plan C One Step emergency contraception is just one pill away from helping prevent pregnancy after birth control failure or unprotected sex in one dose. It's a backup to the backup to the backup plan and should not be used as regular birth control, but it's easy. Just take one Plan C One Step emergency contraception pill and we'll send a hairy, burly man to come to your house and repeatedly punch you in the stomach. You have 72 hours to 8.5 months to prevent pregnancy. The sooner you take it, the better it works. And since it's only one pill, you can take it right away. Plan C One Step does not protect against HIV or any other STDs. Side effects may include nausea, fatigue, lower abdominal pain, upper abdominal pain, middle abdominal pain, internal bleeding, concerned neighbors, broken ribs, fear of someone breaking into your house at night and killing you, and slight dizziness. If your period is more than 1 week late, you may already be pregnant. Sometimes the unexpected happens, such as the government completely taking away any of your rights as a woman. When it does and plans A and B didn't work, there's Plan C One Step. Because America is beating us down anyway, so we may as well do it for real.
Wait, this test says I'm still pregnant. Oh my God. Oh my God. What am I going to do? Oh no. Oh my God.
Plan C may not always work, but give us money anyway.
Hello, this is Igor Sechin, CEO of Russia's state oil company Rosneft, largest oil company in the world. Recent years very difficult for Rosneft because U.S. sanctions on Russia by Barack Obama over minor, insignificant, not important, very tiny, none of your business aggression in Crimea and Ukraine. But now, sanctions lifted by very smart and honest President Trump. It's mean $500 billion partnership with ExxonMobil, deal made by President Putin, and former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson, I say former, is now U.S. Secretary of State. Rosneft, now second best Russian asset after Tetris. 19.5% of company even is sold just recently to secret client. Can't say who. Very smart person. Very honest. Now, lifting sanction may be difficult because Michael Flynn quit. No more national security advisor. It's okay. Even if Trump impeached, Kremlin have blackmail on all U.S. Congress. Much, much worse than hookers and pee. Jason Chaffetz from Utah is furry. Dressed like llama, have sex with dog. It's real dog, but dressed like different dog. And Mitch McConnell? Picture him with rectum stretched like drain pipe. Rosneft is good investment.
Of the three generals Trump hired to top positions in his cabinet, Kelly, Mattis, and Flynn, only one, General Mattis, is actually known as Mad Dog. But at the final edition, we feel that nickname probably applies to all three. given their extreme views on such matters as Islam, immigrants, and Iraqi wedding guests. Now one of them has been forced to resign after only a few weeks on the job for causing chaos in the foreign policy and security establishment. What's the real reason for General Mike Flynn's abrupt firing? The Final Edition Stone Peck has the exclusive story.
General Flynn, Donald Trump was very high on you when he made you one of his cabinet's first choices. Now he says your meetings with the Russian ambassador before the president's inauguration were not an issue of law, but an issue of trust. General, legal experts have suggested that your meetings with Kislyak violated the Logan Act, which forbids private citizens, which you then were, from interfering with foreign policy. General, the foaming, blood-flecked spittle spurting from your teeth is getting on my lapels. Could you not snap at me, please? After President Obama...
Ow! Ow!
Yes, General, we know how you feel. Imposed sanctions on the Russians for hacking into our elections.
Ow! Ow!
The Kremlin threatened equivalent sanctions against the U.S. Yet after your meetings with Kislyak, nothing happened. Isn't that evidence of a quid pro quo, like the deal Reagan's people made with Ayatollah Khomeini to release the American hostages right after the assassination? Oh, to make a deal with the Russians. No, General, no, not...
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
We'll be right back with the Final Edition of Radio Hour.
Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Coming this fall, Millennial Charlie's Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Bosley.
The President of the United States has been kidnapped. Your mission is to save him.
Right, let's go.
Wait, we look really cute doing the pose, right?
We have to gram this. Bosley, take a picture.
There's no time, Angels.
Bosley, please.
Please.
Please. Please.
Fine, one picture. Then you'll save the President. Okay, done. Now go save the president. Go be heroes.
Take one on my phone.
Mine too.
No, just text it to each other.
The file is too big.
Then airdrop it.
I don't have it set up.
Well, one of you post it and tag the other two.
Then it won't show up in my feed.
Use the repost app.
It'll have the little bar at the bottom.
We'll pay to upgrade the app. It's $3. I'll Venmo you. Why am I doing this? Go save the president.
What's my hair doing?
My left arm looks so fat.
I hate my entire face. Ugh, delete it.
No. Angels, you look fine. You're all very beautiful women. Just go. Go save the president.
You're right. Angels?
That's enough pictures!
No. No. No.
That one's cute.
Yeah, I like that one. What filter, though?
You should use Valencia. Why am I helping?
Yes! And posted.
We did it!
Uh-huh. Yes, I understand. Angels, the president is dead.
Sad selfie?
Ugh, you're all fired.
Oh, man, I was just on Facebook and I saw a big spoiler for the new X-Men movie. I tried my best to avoid them, but they still got me. This sucks.
Sick of social media giving away movies to you? Wish there was a better way to avoid spoilers for your favorite TV shows and sporting events?
Sure, but how?
Shut up and listen, and I'll make sure you don't listen.
Huh?
That's right. With my not-yet-patented spoiler defense system, you'll never get things spoiled ever again.
Okay.
How does it work? Great question.
But I didn't...
First, we tie you down...
Hey, what are you doing? Whoa! Hey, let go of me!
Then my not-yet-patented spoiler defense system removes all your pesky senses that spoilers enter your body from. Overheard people talking about how Luke Skywalker dies in the next Star Wars?
Wait, he does? I didn't know that!
Well, not anymore, because with my not-yet-patented spoiler defense system, we'll remove your hearing.
My ears!
Or maybe you saw a Facebook post about how Rick Grimes got brutally killed and is now a zombie.
No! I'm not caught up with Walking Dead yet!
It's okay, because with my not-yet-patented spoiler defense system, we'll also remove your vision. Bye-bye, pesky spoilers!
Hey, what are you doing with that camera? Ah, the flash! I'm blind!
With the help of those strong UV rays, you sure are!
You bastard! Why are you doing this to me?
Because I'm stopping anyone from spoiling anything ever again. The Kings lost tonight to the Lakers!
Wait, did you just say something?
See? But look, I'm not really a doctor. I'm just an internet troll who likes to post spoilers online. Heard about how Continuum's Kira Cameron helped save the future by actually leaving it?
I don't know what any of that is.
Continuum. It's on Sci-Fi about a cop who travels to the future to stop terrorists. It's a good show.
I've never heard of it.
Go back to not hearing.
Ah!
Anyway, that was me. But causing emotional pain because I'm unhappy with my own life wasn't enough. So I came up with the not-yet-patented spoiler defense system, and now I get to cause physical pain, too.
Please get me out of here.
Nope. But since you're all Helen Kellered out, you'll probably use Braille to communicate. Don't worry, with my not-yet-patented spoiler defense system, we got you covered.
No, what are you doing with my hands? Let go of me!
Can't read Braille spoilers if you can't feel your fingertips.
Ah! A hot iron! It burns!
Just like what they did to Will Smith in Men in Black. Speaking of, they're making a new one in which they reveal him and Tommy Lee Jones to have an alien baby, played by Jaden Smith. It's okay, because it wasn't spoiled for you. Sure, I still live in the attic in my mom's garage, but hurting others makes me feel a little less pathetic. So make your appointment today and never have anything spoiled for you ever again! Isn't that right?
Ow.
The not-yet-patented spoiler defense system. Call today, especially if you have any connections to the patent office.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Vincent?
Yes.
Your doctors told us that you only have about 3 weeks to live?
Yeah, that's right.
And we were told that you vehemently oppose Trump?
Yes!
That's great! You are a perfect candidate for our recruitment effort.
I don't understand.
Think of our organization as Make-A-Wish, but for grown-ups. Grown-ups whose dying wish it is to kill the president and those surrounding him. You see, the way it works is that first, we provide free weapons training with weapons that are suitable for a range of disabilities.
Then, we put you up in a lovely hotel in Washington, D.C., or the city of your choosing based on the president's engagements. We set up all of the arrangements for an assassination, and you get to go down in history not only as a badass sniper, but a hero.
But why are folks in hospice?
Oh, it's an ethical thing. See, you're dying anyway, so it won't matter if the Secret Service takes you out.
Or you survive and end up on death row. Joke's on them.
It's honorable. Like a kamikaze.
Or a suicide bomber.
What do you think? We'll throw in a pretty cool ski mask with pussy ears. Damn it! Not again!
They always get so fucking excited!
Do you long for something exhilarating? Something new and exciting? Something fast and seductive? Did you grow up ogling attractive cars and calendars? Do you refer to cars as she because you've sexualized them? Do you yearn for the thrills of high speed? Do you want to drive harder and faster? faster and weirder than your current safe minivan that takes care of your kids can handle. Do you want to get inside a sweet little ride and not worry about cleaning up that messy interior? Because it's not your goddamn responsibility. Then come to Johnny's Car Horse, where you can get a great ride without worrying about taking care of what's under the hood.
I rode Mercedes. She was hot and fast and shiny. Looked really expensive, even though she didn't cost a lot. Sure, she had been stolen from her home and had her VIN numbers rubbed off, so it was kind of like an anonymous sex slave, but I don't need to worry about that, because cars aren't people, and neither are prostitutes.
Jasmine was a Lamborghini, which I always wanted to try. They're just so exotic. I hear the doors open sideways. I mean, sure, she had been welded back together by some chop shop, which must have been traumatizing, but hey, I don't have to care about her past or her future. Just that sweet, sweet drive.
Tiffany was great. She purred like a kitten and made me feel like a stud going 100 miles per hour in a school zone. She was only 2 years old. And even though I'm 58, that wasn't statutory rape. Because she's a whore. I mean, she's a car. She's not a whore. She's a car.
Sherry was so sweet. Tight, fast, bright red. My friends and I all went for a ride. But we accidentally totaled her in Vegas and dropped her body in a junkyard. It was pretty funny, actually, you know? But it's okay, we're not like murderers because just a car. And also, a whore.
Nothing loves being ridden hard and then being left forever without a second thought more than a car. Or a prostitute. We offer low APR, easy financing, and we never use seat covers.
So come on down to Johnny's Car Whores. Because for now, women are still legally people, but cars are not. Get yourself into one of my sweet, hot little rides today. Hey, bitch, did I tell you you could talk?
This sketch was written by a woman.
Hi.
Betsy DeVos, the new Secretary of Education, has a long history of pushing reforms of the education system. The Final Edition's Candy Kane caught up with Ms. DeVos in Flint, Michigan at her latest project, a pilot for-profit program for preschoolers.
Ms. DeVos, this is a pretty big space for a daycare center.
This was formerly the biggest juvenile facility in mid-Michigan. We've repurposed it as a super fun, low-cost daycare option for inner-city working moms. It's called a Daytention Center. For dollars a day, each preschooler gets their own secure space to sleep, watch Nickelodeon reruns, or just be alone with their thoughts.
How do inner-city working moms afford the dollars a day?
The state of Michigan gives them these lovely vouchers. They're almost like money. Well, they're green.
The state of Michigan is paying for the daycare?
Well, there's a copay. We have to think of our shareholders.
Why are the little kids in these cells?
We don't call them cells, Candy. We call them play cells. The little ones are two to a play cell with one guardian per 20 play cells. Optional extras include toys, fast food, and Ritalin or Adderall. Working moms are free to choose.
What's with the orange jumpsuits?
Aren't they cute? With their little names and numbers stenciled right over their little hearts. You could just eat them all up. Plus, if they try to break out, it's easier to apprehend them.
Why is that little girl in handcuffs?
That's Vanessa. Vanessa's been a bad girl. Officer, bring Vanessa over here. What's her infraction?
Vasquez is in cuffs because she sucks her thumb. She's a serial thumb sucker.
Vanessa, honey, why do you persist in sucking your thumb? You know what Aunt Betsy says. Thumb sucking is a sin.
You tread the hole?
Affirmative. NG. Just wet herself. Kept right on sucking.
Jesus Christ on a cracker, Vanessa. This is your third citation.
I want my mommy.
You ain't seeing your mommy for a while, Vasquez.
So, in the Betsy DeVos Detention Center, it's three sucks and you're out?
Vanessa's had her chance to redeem herself. She's only 4, but she'll be tried as a high schooler.
Tried?
By a jury of her peers.
Of 4-year-olds?
Of course not. They'll all be in grade school. The prosecutor presents the state's case. Then the jury gives their individual verdicts, pro or con. It's fun and wonderful instruction about how the judicial branch works.
Sounds more like organized bullying.
Conservative Christians don't share the perverse heathen prejudice against so-called bullying, Candy. Bullying is a gift of God, a force of nature. The wounded wildebeest is abandoned by the herd. Hens peck sick chicks to death. Bullying keeps the group strong, pure, and godly.
But these aren't wildebeests or chickens. They're little kids.
Conservative Christian education is based on the belief that each individual is responsible and accountable for her actions. You can't start teaching that lesson too early.
If Vanessa's found guilty, what happens to her?
Vanessa will be put in a special program for slow learners, which I created and funded. It's revolutionary. Identify slow learners as early as possible, get them on their own track, and don't stint with the dollars.
Won't that make them develop low self-esteem?
You know the Christian term for self-esteem, Candy? The sin of pride. It's far kinder for underachieving little ones to be shunted to a slow track where they don't feel so bad about their abysmal scores. Average student scores shoot up without the drag of slow kids. School enrollment plunges, meaning more dollars per scholar. Plus, slow kids won't waste years trying to acquire literacy and numeracy. They'll rotate early out of school into exciting military careers in the catering corps, the tailoring corps, and the latrine corps.
You have a name for this revolutionary approach?
The Slow Child Left Behind Program.
Thank you, Betsy. We all hope you die soon, and painfully.
Oh, I won't. Christ will keep me eternal.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
Welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Welcome back to TFE News. Scientists at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill have uncovered something long thought impossible. Large numbers of people who do not give a shit about superhero movies. Terry Mars has the story.
Scientists checked the results 3 times, but the data kept coming back the same. Hundreds of people so far, perhaps eventually thousands, have no interest in Spider-Man and do not especially care whether Batman and Superman ever fight again. Lead researcher Aaron Bancroft.
We found it by accident. We were doing routine DNA screenings for Parkinson's, and we saw a defective gene that made it impossible for someone to care who directs the next Deadpool. We didn't know if this was a unique occurrence, so we started looking for more people like this.
And where did you find them?
You just go to bars in Manhattan and start talking about the Avengers. Then a crowd gathers, like it always does, and you look for anyone who stays at the bar reading their phone. From there, you just go up and ask them for DNA.
And that must be quite awkward.
Nah, it's a bar. People give all the DNA you want. Some of them won't stop.
One of Bancroft's test subjects said she was relieved to find out she wasn't the only one like this.
Look, I know there's an important part of life I'm missing here. It's like I'm outside some giant party, some expensive, overblown party that seems to be about the same shit over and over.
Others with this condition have tried to go unnoticed. See if you can tell which test subject is overcompensating for a total lack of interest in the Iron Man franchise.
It's kind of cheesy. Doctor Strange is diagnosing Iron Man? They're not even doing Iron Man 4 until 2020.
Can we talk about the missed opportunities in Iron Man 3?
Yes, totally.
Why are we supposed to wait until 2020 for the next Iron Man?
Dude, okay, calm down.
Iron Man is so hot.
No one's arguing with you.
I am so attracted to him.
But can this be treated? Dr. Dana Barkley of the Centers for Disease Control.
There is no treatment, I'm afraid. All we can do is hope natural selection weeds these people out. But anecdotal evidence suggests that if you have this condition, women may actually be more likely to fuck you.
This is Terry Mars for The Final Edition.
How many times has something like this happened when you got a new tattoo?
Check out the new Tat Bra, my favorite band.
Yeah? Well, I'm not into the Grateful Dead.
What? Oh, man.
Ouch. Tattoos are more popular than ever, especially among people with limited intelligence and zero attention span. This has led to an incredible amount of misspelled tattoos. That's where we come in. We're Ink Readable, the tattoo proofreaders. Call us before finalizing anything permanent.
It's a quote from Thomas Dillon.
Dillon Thomas. And he never said rage rag against the diving of the tight.
Thanks. Incremental.
And now, Ink Readable does translation services for you kids with a yearning to adorn your body with a language you have no knowledge of.
It's Chinese for YOLO. You only live once.
Actually, it's Chinese for Monkey Lightning Six Begin. Oh, and ladies, there are no Chinese characters for Brittany, Haley, or Chloe. That's a freebie. So, if you don't want to spend the rest of your life with Live Hard, Die Tong on your forearm, call Ink Readable before your next tattoo.
It's something I got to help me through the tough times.
This poo shall pass? I think you mean this too shall pass.
No.
As long as it's what you want. Ink Readable. Before your next tattoo, talk to someone who is not drunk or an idiot.
Recently, we were told about Jessica, a college student who could use some help paying her tuition. Looks like it's time for a random act of helpfulness.
Yeah, I recently applied for a grant, but I didn't get it, so I really don't have any money for next semester.
What if I told you that Honda was going to pay for your college until you graduate?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. Surprise!
Cool. Thanks, man.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Not really.
Are you excited at all?
Sure, I guess.
You guess? Honda is literally paying for your very expensive education that you otherwise could not afford.
Yeah, that's cool, but I don't know. I was just going to take out a loan. Don't get me wrong, it's really nice of you.
Nice of us? You're an ingrate, you know that?
Yeah, I can see that.
What? You don't even care that I just called you an ingrate?
Nah, that's fair.
You know what? Fuck you. We're taking the money back.
I understand.
You understand? Girl, you could have your entire education paid for. You pretty much need college education for just about anything these days, you know that.
My uncle's a mechanic and he never went to college and he was one of my favorite people. Are you knocking mechanics or something?
No. I work for Honda. That's not even the point. You want to go to college. It's expensive and you can't afford it. Therefore, Honda was going to do you a solid and just pay tens of thousands of dollars for you. But you know what? Forget it now. It's off the table.
It's cool. I get it. I'll take out a loan. That was my original plan anyway.
Do you know how many years it's going to take you to pay that off?
No.
Don't shrug at me.
I get it. It's the problem with us millennials, right?
Bitch, we're the same age. But yeah, actually it is. You know what? I'm out of here. Good luck with all the debt you're going to have.
It was nice meeting you. Good luck selling cars.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Bechdel Talk Show. As usual, my co-hosts include former NFL quarterback Marty Simmons and host of the podcast Man Oh Man, Freddie Toluca.
Hey, hey!
How are you?
What's up?
Hiya, fellas. I'm Roger Bechdel. Let's start the show. Our guest today is from the Denver Laboratory of Medicine and a scientist who recently discovered a cure for diabetes. Please welcome Dr. Jennifer Wallace.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Jennifer, it's all over the news that you and your team have found a cure for the diabetes.
That's correct.
And the question on everyone's lips is, what does your husband do?
Excuse me?
Yeah, your husband. I mean, what does he do? You are married, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but what does it have to do with our research?
I think it's pretty important.
Well, I don't see how, but okay, he works at an auto shop.
Auto shop. Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, Jiffy Lube.
Ah, hey, they do great oil changes there. I swing by occasionally, you know, if I'm feeling too lazy to change my own oil.
Me too. I get lazy sometimes.
I'm sorry, can we get back to my work?
Right. So sorry. Please. Tell us about what you did.
Well, it has taken us 7 years, and through multiple experiments, we've discovered...
I'm sorry, but if you've been working so much, then, like, who takes care of your children?
What?
Well, yeah, I mean, your husband can't do it. He's busy working to support you guys.
Okay, I thought this was going to be an interview about me, not my husband. Besides, I'm actually the breadwinner in my family.
If you say so. So what is it like being a lady scientist? Was there a lot of competition you had to step on to get ahead of the more qualified men in your field?
That's probably true.
How dare you? It doesn't matter that I'm a woman. My team and I have found a medical breakthrough that will save millions of lives.
Yeah, sure. But how many men are on the team?
That isn't important. We are all equally skilled, and none of us could have done it without each other.
Well, I'm sure you're very nurturing to all of them, sweetheart.
All right. I cannot believe.
Okay, hold that thought, Jenny. We have a caller on the line.
It's Jennifer.
Hi, this is Rick, Jennifer's husband.
Oh, hi, Rick. How's the garage treating you?
Oh, it's going well. Lots of cars today.
Hey, Rick, while you're on the line, I got a question for you. You ever work on classic cars?
I do. They are something of a hobby of mine.
Oh, nice. That's perfect, because I got me a 65 Dodge Challenger that I'd love for you to take a look at sometime.
Oh, bring it in. I'll see what I can do.
Nice, I will.
Hi. Excuse me. I'm the person who discovered a cure for deadly disease here. Can we get back to that? Honey, go back to work before you get fired again. That's the only job you've been able to hold down in months.
Uh-oh. Looks like it's that time of the month again.
It's probably true.
Screw this. You are the most sexist pieces of shit I ever met, and you can suck my dick.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that's all the time we have for the Roger Bechtel Talk Show. Join us next week when we'll discuss what it's like to have abnormally small penises, that of which we all have. Right, fellas?
That is true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Micro-dicks. Yeah. Micro-dicks. Micro-dicks. All right, folks, we'll see you next time. And remember to spay and neuter your pets.
So, how'd your date go last night?
Okay for a while, but then I found out her last boyfriend was black.
Ooh! Well, I never had that problem with racistonly.com.
Racist only? You mean there's a dating site that won't let in black people?
Oh, they let in blacks, and Latinos, and Koreans, and Indonesians. Just as long as they also hate blacks, or Latinos, or Koreans, or Indonesians.
At racistonly.com, you'll find that special someone who hates all the same people you do. Just tell us which groups you hate, which is fun all by itself.
I just got messaged by a girl named Maria, but sorry, chica. This Chicano only dates dark-skinned Latinas.
Whoa, check her out. I thought I was the only one who hates people from the Principality of Andorra. Stupid tweeners.
And if you secretly fetishize races you hate, you can also hook up with self-loathing members of that community.
I believe the white race is a true race, but I also want to bang an Asian chick.
Great! I'm Tila Tequila!
So click on to racistonly.com, where love will bring you together. And hate.
You don't have to be lonely at racistonly.com.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltohanes,
Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher,
Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Leher, Dan Frick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, James Mount, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount,
Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez,
Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014. Hey!